Amen. Once again, God bless you for being in church this morning. God is truly good to us. Amen. Thank God. Let's go to the book of Matthew this morning. Matthew chapter 26. Read a very familiar story in the Bible, Peter's denial of the Lord, and try to talk to us from that for a little while this morning. Matthew chapter 26, let's read verse 58. And then skip down to 69 through 75. Let's read 57 and 58 and then skip down. Verse 57 of Matthew 26. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away into Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. Verse 58 is actually our scripture text. But Peter followed afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. And that's what I'm going to preach on. Read some more, but that last phrase, to see the end. Verse 69, now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. When he was gone out unto the porch, another maid saw him and said unto him that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I want to preach on to see the end. Peter went in, verse 58, Peter followed afar off, and he went in and sat with the servants. Why? To see the end. Sounds like to me Peter's already gave up. To see the end of what? You know, I want to preach this morning about losing heart. Losing hope. The Bible says we're saved by hope. And we've got to hold on to hope. And Peter began to follow afar off. And he went in and he sat and he put himself in a bad place. And the Bible here says very plainly that the reason that he did it was he wanted to see the end. The end never came. Because Jesus arose from the grave, conquered death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. It seems to me when I read this, to see the end, I see that Peter has already decided there ain't no reason in trying. There's no reason in trying at all. It's too late now. You see, many times we find ourselves giving up too quick. Amen. We ought to never give up. Amen. So that's the direction we'd like to go this morning. Would you pray with me, Lord? Thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for your presence that we have felt. I pray that you help us, Lord. Pray that you help us to receive from you, receive from your word, that you direct our hearts and speak to us in a wonderful way. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Peter followed afar off. Amen. I believe that it is important for us to understand that we are to never accept defeat. You see, the enemy, if he can get us to accept defeat, he can get us to do a lot of things that doesn't please God. Amen.
Accepting defeat. What are you talking about, Peter? To see the end. Have you already given up? I know many times in our life we have given up before the battle has even begun. Or halfway through, or whenever. Amen. But I believe that God's word teaches us if we will hold on, amen, he's already won the battle. Hallelujah. Somebody wrote a song and said, I read the back of the book and we win. And in the end, we're going to win. All we have to do is hold on if we'll hold on. I would like to look at Peter. I know we've preached a lot about Simon Peter and how that he denied the Lord. And how that he, said, I don't know him once. I don't know what you're talking about twice. Third time he began to cuss and swear, began to curse, say things he shouldn't say. And immediately that rooster crowed. And he remembered how the Lord had told Peter. You know, Peter was the one that had said, Lord, I'll go with you to prison. I'll go with you to death. He had vowed his allegiance to the Lord in a mighty way. And in such a way that I'm talking about, I mean, I'm going to stand. I'm going to do it. I'm going with you. And the Lord said, you are, said, before the rooster crows in the morning. In other words, before the sun comes up. You know, a rooster will crow before the sun comes up. Matter of fact, y'all may not know this, but there's a city ordinance in Kilgore where you can't have a rooster in town. You cannot have a rooster in city limits. And the reason is because that thing will crow and wake everybody up. Now, you can have hens and you can have little chicks, but you can't have a rooster. Some of y'all didn't know that, but that's a fact. You can check it out. You cannot have a rooster because that thing will crow so early and wake everybody up. You know, some people like to sleep longer than the roosters. And he said, Peter, before the rooster wakes up in the morning, you will deny me three times. How did it happen? Peter began to follow afar off to see the end. I would like to look at this. Amen. It's a sad day when we lose heart in our battles. It's a sad day when we lose heart in our prayers. Amen. It's a sad day when we lose faith in what God is going to do. Peter, you just pulled the sword out. How come you've already given up? You see, we must hold fast in what God is going to do for us. Hallelujah. We must never lose faith in what God is going to do for us. We must always hold on and not give up. Hallelujah. To see the end. He's waiting to see how it's going to end. He's waiting to see. He's already, it seems like he's already marked it all off. They've got Jesus in custody, and there's really no reason. How did this affect him? The Bible said he followed afar off to see the end. He let it affect his relationship with God. Now I want to tell you this morning, church, when we lose heart and when we lose faith in God, it will affect our relationship with God, and we'll start following afar off. We'll stop reading our Bible as much. We'll stop praying as much. We'll put a distance between us and God because we have lost heart. It affects our relationship with God. We should let nothing affect our relationship with God. Peter has got a distance between him and the Lord now. And I know times in my life I've put distance between me and God because I lost heart. Amen. I wasn't believing like I was supposed to believe. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us when Jesus said to Peter, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But he said, I have prayed for thee. Y'all know that scripture. It's in Luke 22. That thy faith fail not. Amen. God doesn't want us ever to quit believing in him. You see, unbelief separates us from God in so many ways. Now I know y'all know that story where those two was going on the road to Emmaus and Jesus showed up to them. And the Bible says that when he broke the bread, amen, that their eyes was opened and he vanished from them. This was after he had risen from the dead. And they was on their way to Emmaus. And the Bible says that they said, and did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us? Amen. We should have known that it was him. Well, you know, I got to thinking about that yesterday. Amen. The Bible says that they was going from Jerusalem. Well, is it a sin for them to go to Emmaus from Jerusalem? I'm not saying that. Was it not God's will? All I can tell you is, after Jesus showed himself to them, they immediately went back to Jerusalem. They didn't wait till the next day. Amen. And it was so late at night that Jesus made it as he would go further. I'm talking about how it will affect our relationship with God. Amen. Jesus comes to them and said, "Why are you guys sad?" They said, "Are you a stranger in this area?" I said, "Haven't you heard? Amen. Jesus was crucified. We had hoped. Amen. I kind of feel like these men had lost heart too, and they should have been at Jerusalem where they belonged instead of going down to Emmaus." Now, they may have been taking care of normal business, and it may have been nothing wrong, nothing in there, but I do know two things. They was going away from Jerusalem, amen, when they thought that the Lord had not been who he said he was. But when he appeared to them, they immediately went back to Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you something. When we lose heart in God, and when we lose faith in situations, it will affect our relationship and walk with God. We'll stop praying as much as we used to pray. We won't worship like we once worshiped. Amen. And here these guys was walking to Emmaus. Amen. And the Lord showed up to them. Hallelujah. And the Lord showed up to Peter too. Can somebody say praise God? Because the Bible said that he went out and he wept bitterly. I know it was just a rooster this morning, and I'm not going to give you an illustration of a rooster crowing, but that rooster preached the gospel that morning. Hallelujah. Amen. It got a backsliding preacher on his knees somewhere weeping and praying through. Amen. Simply the rooster, hallelujah, crowing that morning. And the Lord wants to get our attention. If we've lost heart, you know, the devil say, God's never going to answer your prayer. And we'll lose heart. I say, God's never going to meet your need. It's just going to always be this way. Come on, church. The devil talks to us like that. We'll think, well, we might as well just accept it like this. It's not God's will for us as children of God to accept it. Amen. We have power in prayer. We have power in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The Bible said, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. I believe God dealt with me last night. I told my wife when I went home last night, it was late. I went home and I told my wife, I said, I felt like the Lord dealt with me last night. Amen. That it's not pleasing to God when we lose heart in situations. It's not pleasing to God when we give up so easily. Say, well, things ain't going the way I want them to go. Amen. God's not pleased. Amen. We got to keep on believing God, or it'll affect our relationship with God. They're walking on the road to Emmaus. They're sad, because that's what the Bible said. He said, and are sad. What manner of communication are these you have one to another as you walk and are sad? Why are you guys so sad? They said, haven't you heard about Jesus of Nazareth, how they crucified him? And he said, what things? Said, you know how we hoped that he was the Savior of the world and all of this. And the Bible says that he, amen, beginning at Moses, opened unto them the Scriptures concerning himself. Listen, they drew nigh to the village. It was so dark that they constrained him. No, it's too late. The Bible said that he said, I'm going to go on further. Amen. They constrained him. They said, it's too dark to travel. Amen. Well, it wasn't too dark for them to run back to Jerusalem. Come on, church. The devil will say, it's too dark. Amen. You're never going to make it. But when God comes through, amen, we'll prove it's not too dark. Amen. It's still light. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Church, I may stumble over myself this morning, but I feel like God sent me here to tell you, don't lose heart. Amen. I know that Jesus was in custody. Amen. But Peter went and began to follow afar off. Because he had already made up his mind. The end. And the devil, you go pick out your grave, your tombstone. Come on, church. Go pick out your children's tombstone. The devil's done got us convinced it's all over. I mean, we just quit praying about it. Quit requesting prayer. Quit asking others to pray. You know what it does? It affects our relationship with God. But we cannot let it affect our relationship with God. Yes, Jesus was in custody. Yes, it was a sad day for Peter. But this ain't the end. This is only the beginning. And friend, it might be a dark day in your life today. But this ain't the end. It's only the beginning. When God rises up, hallelujah, his enemies are scattered. Afar off, it affects his relationship with God. And then I want to go a little further. The Bible says in our scripture text that he sat with the servants. These wasn't godly people. He joined himself with wrong people. You know, when you lose heart in your situation, you'll get in the danger zone. Peter, you're in the danger zone. Hallelujah. God help me to preach this morning. Don't lose heart. God is going to come through for us. Don't lose heart. God is going to answer prayer. Amen. Don't lose heart. Amen. God is. Hallelujah. He sat with the servants. I might as well just join back up with them. Might as well just give up. I mean, Peter gave up long before he denied the Lord. You can see it right here. Many times we give up in our heart long before we make vital mistakes. Amen. But God wants to put a roadblock in our way this morning. He sat with the servants. Amen. He put himself in the danger zone. Evil communications corrupt good manners, the Bible says. The Bible said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Hallelujah. The devil says you might as well forget it. You might as well quit church. You might as well quit praying. You might as well just quit and just accept this. This is the way it's always going to be. You might as well just go ahead when the whole time it's not God's will. It's not God's way. God has something far better for us in our life. And the devil said, there ain't no other hope for your family. There ain't no other hope for your sanity. There ain't no other hope for your finances. You might as well just go ahead and do it. Man, I'm telling y'all this morning, I feel like I'm preaching to somebody. I feel that in my heart. Would y'all pray for me this morning? Amen. Somebody's life might be in the balance this morning. I don't know this morning, but God knows our hearts. Amen, Brother Wayne. We don't know, but God knows our hearts. Somebody's lost heart. They said, the devil said, there ain't no hope for your family. The devil said, this is the only way out. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Amen. Praise God. He sat with the servants. I'll just go ahead. You might as well. Sometimes in that hardest battle, that hot battle, is when the devil will make it so easy to sin. He'll make it so easy to sin. He'll put it right in front of us. He'll just set it down right there in front of us. I'm going to tell you something. God will give us grace to say no. God will give us grace to stand fast. Hallelujah. Amen. He sat with the servants. He put himself in the danger zone. I've got to preach to you this morning what is on my heart. I feel like the Lord is speaking to us today. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? Y'all still with me? And what communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Or what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. Do you believe that this morning? Amen. As God hath said, I will dwell in them. Amen. And walk in them. them. Hallelujah. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. I'm talking about this morning. Peter put himself in the danger zone all because he had already given up. Church, it didn't work out the way Peter thought it would work out. You know, he had, all of his disciples had the plan that Jesus was going to go to Jerusalem and become king. And they was going to crown him king, and he was going to kick the Romans out. The Roman Empire was going to be removed. And that would have been great and wonderful, because they was under harsh rule of the Romans. Harsh rule. Matter of fact, those disciples died at the hands of those Romans. So it didn't quite work the way he planned or others planned. Now I'm going to tell you something, church. Even when it don't work the way we plan, don't lose heart. Somebody wrote a song and said, God has a greater plan. Hallelujah. God has another plan. Another song said, when God has a greater yes, we pray and God has a better yes. Hallelujah. Amen. I would like for you this morning to leave this place and not lose heart. Amen. Don't make bad mistakes all because, amen, we've lost heart. Peter sat with the servants. Amen. Here was this man that pulled out a sword. Amen. Was ready to die and fight. And now a little maid, he bows before a little maid. When she says, you're one of them. No, I'm not. He don't even have the strength to tell this servant girl, amen, that he is a follower of Jesus. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. We get to following afar off. We go to warming ourselves by the devil's fire. Amen. God help us. Don't warm yourself by the devil's fire, young people. Amen. Because it always produces weakness. Amen. Don't warm yourself. The Bible tells us in John chapter number 18 and verse number 25. Hallelujah. Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. And they said therefore unto him, art not thou one of his disciples? And he denied it and said, I am not. I don't want to deny the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If we deny him before men, he'll deny us before our Father and the holy angels. Amen. Peter had lost heart this morning. And brother and sister, I want to come and tell you this morning, God is going to answer your prayer. God is going to come through for you. God is going to move. He's still on the throne. God's not dead. He's still alive. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Don't give up quite yet. It's not over till it's over. Amen. God's still on the throne. He still answers prayer. He still sees. Amen. And the devil screaming in your ear, you might as well give up. Somebody wrote a song, said, I'm not giving up. Y'all know that famous, amen, speech of Winston Churchill? They repeat it in colleges all across America. Probably no telling where. Amen. They repeat that where? That college commencement in Winston Churchill. Amen. I believe it was after the Second World War. And he comes with his cane and he walks to that podium. Amen. And there's all those graduating students. I know you've heard the story. He hangs his cane on the podium. He gathers himself and he says, never give up. He looks at them again and he says, never give up. I believe it was three times. I've heard it a lot of different ways, but I believe the correct was he said it three times. Never give up. And he grabbed his cane and went back and sat in his seat. That was his speech to that graduating class. Amen. I could tell you a lot of things you'd forget. Amen. But I want to tell you one thing. Hallelujah. You must never give up. Amen. When you're down, don't give up. When you're sick, don't give up. When you're depressed, don't give up. Amen. I had a guy tell me one time in prison, he said, "Preacher, I'm so low." He said, "They'd have to jack me up to bury me." I said, "Ma'am, that's low. That's way down there." Amen. But when you're low, don't give up. Amen. When it seems like the heavens are brass and your prayers are hitting the ceiling and bouncing back down, don't give up. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a shame we give up so quick when God's done so much for us. Can I get a witness this morning? It's a shame we doubt God when God's give us miracle after miracle after miracle. Sometimes we become spoiled. Come on, somebody. And we think, well, amen, if God ain't going to give this to me, amen, I'm not going to serve him. What do you mean I'm not going to serve him? There's nothing else to go back to. There's no other option. Amen. There's a songwriter that said, defeat is one word I just don't use. Stand together with me this morning. I know Peter made a mistake. I'm not trying to be hard on him. I know Peter let the Lord down. I'm not trying to be hard on him. I know a lot of times we're hard on him. I know that. Hallelujah. But I believe that the Lord dealt with me about Peter losing heart. Well, every head's bowed and every eye closed, nobody looking around. You prayed and you prayed. No answer came. Now the enemy says, well, you might as well just give up. You might as well just quit. To see the end, he went in. He followed afar off to see the end. It affects our relationship with God. Make a decision you regret. Make a decision that we'll regret for the rest of our life. All because the devil talked us out of believing. While Sister Bethany plays this morning, amen, I want to know, is there somebody here? He said, "Brother Sam, pray for me." Yes, ma'am, I see your hand. I've lost heart. Yes, sir, I see your hand. Yes, ma'am, don't lose heart, friend. Yes, just don't lose heart. Hold on. God wants to strengthen you this morning. God wants to strengthen you this morning. God wants to strengthen us this morning. He will strengthen us. He will strengthen us. He's the one that can strengthen us. God, the saints of God here this morning find themselves in battles. Find themselves in situations. Find ourselves in circumstances where we do not understand. Where we cannot comprehend how we're going to make it through this valley. God, help us to hold on a little longer. In Jesus' name. I'd like for us to gather in for a time of prayer. Amen. You need special prayer this morning, we'll take time.